You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What percentage of text messages would you say we're able to respond to? It's got to be over 90%.
Over 90. Right? Like yesterday was extremely difficult. We had a topic come through and we just got bombarded. That one was difficult, but we do reply. And I apologize for the people that had texted yesterday and I replied back at like 5 a.m. this morning. I'm on my own schedule, and I just was replying back. I was like, oh, crap, they're probably still in bed.
Right. I've thought about that.
Whoopsie.
Before.
I didn't even think about it. I was like, just replying, you know?
But yeah, and anyway. It's even worse because I'm on Eastern time, right? And
yeah,
so sometimes I'll come down here when we're before we even go on the air, and I will see a text message, and I'll go to hit it, and I'm like, wait a minute, it's 4 a.m. in Denver.
Yeah, so anyway.
I don't want to send a message to
that either takes somebody off because we wake them up, or they're like, holy crap, you know, Jeremy or Dom texted it. This time of the morning, this is awesome.
I must be really special.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's special, and that's your significant other. Except there are times, let's just face it, there are times when your SO does things that are just gross.
Yeah, I think everybody's got a little something, right? That you're looking at your lover and you're like, oh my God, you're disgusting.
So I've got two examples that have been texted in already.
Mm-hmm.
Tina says, my husband does this hacking thing in the morning when he gets up.
Blech.
She goes, he's not even a smoker. He just gets up and starts doing the morning hack.
Well, you got to get some of that stuff up, you know, start your day.
Then on the other side of the coin, Matthew says, I love my wife dearly. I like it when there's like a preamble, there's a disclaimer at the front.
Mm-hmm.
I love my wife dearly. She has long, beautiful hair. When she showers, there will be long hairs that come off. And in order to get them off her hands or fingers, she sticks them to the tile wall.
Yes. And you got a Wookiee there on the wall.
The Wookiee on the wall.
Yeah. So nice.
Then when you go to take a shower after her, they cling to your arm or elbow. And it's really, really gross.
Yeah, get it off. Get it off. Yeah, that's pretty nasty. I'm trying to think about sweet Knick Knack, who I love dearly. She could do no wrong. The thing that comes to mind is she's a picker, you know. So if I happen to get like a pimple on my shoulder or something, she will attack me. She loves like popping things and scraping things and plucking hairs off me and stuff, and it grosses me out. I'm just like, leave it. It'll go away on its own. And she wants to get in there and pop, you know, pimples. And I'm like, you are disgusting. Mm-hmm. So disgusting. Let me read you one that did come in on my Facebook page. She calls it an overshare, boys, but I hope you enjoy. Melissa says, my husband rubs his scalp really fast and then smells his fingers. He says it smells good, that I should try it on my own head. I find it nasty. And then she says, kind of what we're doing today. She says, am I alone? Does anyone else get grossed out by something their spouse does? So, I don't know what that's all about. Don't we all want to do it right now, though? Rub your scalp really fast and smell.
I'll give you a really gross one from my dad.
Okay.
May he rest. When we were kids, he would do the thing where he would rub behind his ear.
Yeah.
Right. And then he would stick his finger like under your nose or whatever. And it was the most foul smell.
It's better than like in your mouth.
Right. I'm like, how can there be like such a gross smell from behind his ear?
That's really weird.
It was gross.
Sweat glands back there or something.
I guess my mom saw something in him, though. I don't know.
Man.
I don't know. Look, it's a laundry list with Gretchen. I mean, she does so many gross things just because of her. You know, stuff with mushrooms and bugs. It's all mushroom and bug related, and so much of it is just foul. And in fact, yesterday there was something going on the kitchen island that just, I don't know, she described it as some sort of macerated fungal something from the woods that she had grabbed out in the woods. She comes home all covered in mud, and she'll have cobwebs hanging off her because of the spider webs out in the forest and everything. She's just often just foul when she walks in the door. I mean, she just
Go shower. Get the fungal off you.
Shower twice, in fact. So here's our number, 303-691-1MIG, 691-1649. We've got to know, what is it that your SO does that grosses you out? Karen wrote in and said, my boyfriend is a fisherman, and he kisses the first fish he catches.
Oh, see, that's kind of cute.
She goes, it grosses me out. I won't let him near me. I won't let him near me after he's out on the river all day. Fish are nasty.
Fish kisses. Come here, fish. Come here, girl.
Lexi says, my partner makes protein shakes and leaves the empty container to cook in the car for up to a week.
Oh, yuck.
When I open the container to wash it, the smell can knock the wind out of you.
That's good. Let me give you one more from Hillary, spelled H-I-L-O-R-E-E. Thank you very much.
These texts and stuff are grossing me out for sure.
They're a blast, though. Gina says, my husband blows his nose in the shower without a tissue or anything. The sound of it alone is disgusting. Never mind, there are snots all over the shower.
Multiple farmers blow messages coming in. Those are nasty.
Kara out in Lakewood says, my amazing husband picks his nose. I've caught him eating his boogers. Grosses me out, and I hope our daughter doesn't learn that habit. Well, of course she will.
Sure she will. She's already doing it, probably.
Come on. Oh, who's next?
I got one from Aiden's. Rob.
Okay.
Rob says she picks stuff from under her toenails when we're sitting on the couch watching TV, and she flicks it on the floor. What is under there? Let me give you one more toenail story that came in. This was on my Facebook, and I laughed at this. This is from Celia. She says, boys, my hubs once took his toenail clippings and saved them for a couple of months. One day, I walked into the bathroom, and he had spelled out, I love you, with his clippings.
Oh, now that's true love.
I seriously didn't know if I should be grossed out, laugh, or turned on. I went with grossed out. Ha ha. That's from Celia.
That's really good.
I love that story, and I want to do it. That's so romantic.
Aiden says, when they're brushing their teeth and they make a really loud spitting noise, is that really necessary?
Yeah, sometimes it is.
There's Carol. The Q-tips all over the bathroom. That's used Q-tips all over the bathroom.
I'm supposed to be using those. Carol says, when he's eating, he starts chewing and starts to quietly growl. No joke. So he's like,
well, now we're getting into the territory of just annoying versus, which those could be much longer lists, I think.
Here's a couple
is that
more
gross.
A couple more nails one. Aaron says his toenails grow like a letter U instead of straight across. A letter U. So they maybe like bend up. Ugh. Ron says, I hate it when she comes home with those nasty fake nails. When they fall off, her natural nails are all gross and soggy. Because they've been hibernating underneath.
I will find, what would you call it, nail remnants from the painted nails that are stuff being pulled off, or fake nail stuff from my stepdaughter. It's often on our coffee table. If she's sitting there watching TV, she'll be pulling stuff off of her nails, and she makes little piles of it.
God. I replied to one listener about how I sprinkle that kind of stuff on my salads. She's like, oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. Lisa says, feet. Just feet. Please just wear socks for the love of God.
More nails. A lot of them are nails. Annika says, my husband trims his toenails, but he only makes two cuts, so they come to a point, and then he scratches me with them.
I love that.
What is he, like a bat?
Those are little relationship pranks. That's solid. I love that kind of stuff. That's like when I floss. This is one that Nicole probably hates. When I floss, you know, and then I walk into the bathroom and I slap her across the face with the floss that I've been using, and it sticks to her face.